We have now been joined by Joe Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and we'll take questions for Joey. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Who would like to start us off? Questions for Joey? Anybody? All right, upstairs in the press box. Anybody in the press box have a question for Joey?
No questions.
No questions. Well, Joey, they're going to let you off quick. But why don't, before you leave, just so we have a little bit of audio from you, just tell us a little bit about that race and ultimately really the end of it. It was kind of a crazy, last 10 laps there.
Yeah, it really was. It's a crazy finish. You know, it seemed like a pretty controlled race for most of it. Everyone was clicking off a lot of laps. We were able to score some good stage points, a second and a fourth in the two stages. So I was proud of that. That helped us a lot in our situation for going into Talladega. And then, yeah, you think about there at the end, you know, the caution comes out. You make a big call with two tires, gain the spot, and then, you know, the car staying out and getting to the end like that, you know it's going to be crazy. And obviously they crashed right in front of me. I had a good miss there, near miss, but it was a good miss. And then, you know, as we had that last restart, I really thought Chase was a sitting duck. I didn't think he could win on those older tires, but I guess that red flag cooled him off enough to where he took off and got that clean air, and the 11 couldn't do anything with him, which was surprising. I was back there fighting the 20 trying to clear him. So, you know, proud of the points we scored today. It's a big deal, and wish we could have won, but overall I call it a successful day.
Well, Joey, we appreciate you spending just a few minutes with us, and we wish you the best of luck next weekend in Talladega.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. We do have one question. Go ahead.
Joe, John Smollett, Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News. Joe, can you just talk about how these first four playoff races have just been pretty crazy and how that's going to just set things up and the mindsets going forward?
They get crazy at the end, that's for sure. It seems like everything's controlled, everyone's doing good, and then there's something that brings out a late caution, you know, and they've all been real cautions. I've just been timed out to where at the end of the race, it's everyone sees that checkered flag, and they know what it means to get themselves to the next round, and, you know, the 19 capitalized on that today, so congratulations to them. But, yeah, that's the way these races go, and I can promise you, Talladega will look fairly similar. It will be definitely a grudge match to the finish. Either way, whether there's a caution or not, that's going to be quite the battle. So, we got to go there and have a solid day. Then we'll be looking pretty good for Kansas. So just got to get through Dega, which is probably the biggest concern of the playoffs for everybody.
All right. You're officially dismissed now.
Okay, thank you.